This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Varanasi. He will inaugurate and lay foundation stone of 44 projects worth over 3,038 crore rupees in a short while from now. These projects include development in rural infrastructure, electricity, education and tourism aimed at enhancing overall growth of the region. The Prime Minister will also address a public meeting in Mehndi Ganj in Varanasi. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will arrive at Anandpur Dham of Isagarh Tehsil in Ashoknagar district of Madhya Pradesh. He will perform darshan and puja at Guruji Maharaj Temple. Mr. Modi will also tour the temple complex at Anandpur Dham. Odisha will launch a unified health insurance scheme, Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, today. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda will unveil the scheme at an event in Cuttack this afternoon. Additionally, the state government's health scheme, Gopabandhu Jan Arogya Yojana, and the newly introduced Ayushman Vayo Vandana Yojana, aimed at senior citizens, will also be integrated into this initiative. Around 3 crore 52 lakh people from 1 crore 8 lakh families will be covered under the combined scheme. The combined scheme will provide health coverage of 5 lakh rupees per family per annum, with an additional 5 lakh rupees for women members. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India stands as a shining example of the progress in today's world of uncertainties. She made these remarks while speaking at the Slovakia-India Business Forum, organized by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Bratislava yesterday. She also invited Slovakian businesses to participate in the Make in India program. President Murmu emphasized that Indian talent can be a valuable contributor to Slovakia's economic growth.
Slovakia is looking for hard-working, skilled workers and professionals from overseas to help meet its workforce requirements. I am convinced that Indian talent can be a valuable partner in the economic progress of Slovakia. Bilateral trade between India and Slovakia has been growing steadily.
The president also visited the Jaguar Land Rover factory located in the historic town of Nitra. She was accompanied by the president of the Slovak Republic, Peter Pellegrini. The U.S. State Department has reiterated its commitment to combating global terrorism in collaboration with India after the U.S. extradited Tahavur Rana to India. During a press briefing, U.S. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce stated that the U.S. has consistently supported India's efforts to hold those responsible for the attacks accountable.
The United States extradited Tawarur Hussein Rana to India for his role in planning the horrific 2008 Mumbai terrorist attacks. The United States has long supported India's efforts to ensure those responsible for these attacks are brought to justice. And as President Trump has said, the United States and India will continue to work together to combat the global scourge of terrorism.
Meanwhile, Rana, a Canadian national of Pakistani origin, was taken for medical examination and was produced before special NIA judge in Patiala House Court last night. The court sent him to 18-day custody of the National Investigation Agency. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that he will reimpose reciprocal tariffs on countries that fail to reach a trade agreement with the United States by July 9th, when the current 90-day pause comes to an end. Speaking after a cabinet meeting, President Trump stated that if a mutually beneficial deal cannot be achieved, the U.S. will return to implementing reciprocal tariffs. Earlier, President Trump had declared a temporary suspension of tariffs on imports from all trading partner countries that had not imposed retaliatory duties on American goods. In badminton, India's campaign at the Asia Championships in Ningbo, China, came to an end today as Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto exited the tournament from the mixed doubles quarterfinals. The Indian duo was defeated by Hong Kong's Tang Chung Mang and Se Yin Siut in straight games 22-20, 22-13. And that is the end of this news bulletin.